Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Ralph Bowe, who's the CEO with Bowe U. Ralph, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about some news we ran on FloridaDaily a couple of weeks ago about your restructuring, but before we get to that, I know you've just gotten back from Tucson. You were out at the NFA meeting. How was the tone of the members out there at NFA?
Well, I think in general this year, most people have been fairly positive about their outlook for the year. We saw that at Surfaces and at a number of the various buying group meetings that we had, and I'd say I included that here in the NFA. We'll say that most people saw some improvement through the first quarter, but then as they've gotten into April, April seems to slow down a bit, so we're hoping that after the Easter and Passover and spring breaks, all that was associated with that, and perhaps some relaxing in the price of gasoline, that we'll see things start to pick back up again for the remainder of the year.
It sure has been a roller coaster, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
I did an interview with you at Surfaces, and you talked about how this recession started in 2006. It's been a long one.
And it really has. I mean, I don't know that I've ever experienced this long of a depth of a recessionary period the whole time I've been in business, and it's been a long time. Let's hope this is the year that we start turning the corner and starting to get some recovery.
All right. Some people may not remember, Ralph, that I mean, you have over 30 years in this business. And I mean, you worked at DuPont, you worked at Horizon, Diamond, even worked for Shaw in their European area for a while, didn't you?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, I guess it all started off with DuPont. In fact, it's over 40 years ago now.
Okay.
It goes back to the fiber business that I was involved in first, and that's how I got associated with the carpet business. And you're right, then I've had a series of different companies that I've been with, some of which were acquired by other companies, and so I've moved on. And actually, Bowe U now is the longest stint I've had any one company since DuPont, a little over 11 years now. You know, we've had some good years, and then, of course, we got into the decline in the business starting in 06, and we've had to wrestle our way through that during the last 5 years, at the same time having to put up with all the escalation and volatility that we've had in raw materials along the way.
But you really haven't sat around. I mean, granted that the recession started in 06, 07, depending on who you talk to, but I mean, during the recession, you rolled out your Bliss brand. You know, you've rolled out Magic Touch, rolled out Healthy Touch, your Silver Release. I mean, you've continued every year to come out with new products and new things to talk about, differentiators. So you've been fighting a hard battle, haven't you?
Sure. And I guess we look at ourselves, you know, we're not the biggest in the industry. We're not certainly as well capitalized as a company owned by, you know, a big national corporation or a public company.
Right.
And so as a result, we have to be much more diligent about how we spend our money and try to figure out how to give our retail customer a reason to put our product on the floor, try to do it in such a way that it attracts the consumer so that we really can encourage that consumer to buy our product. And so continually we're looking for ways to differentiate ourselves, and that's where all those components that you just mentioned come to play. And that's how we look at ourselves going forward, that we're going to continue to try and come up with ideas that further differentiate us from our competition so that we're just not out there with the same exact looking product at the same price without any added benefits.
Yeah, I mean, actually, the market values the fact that there's a strong third option in the marketplace, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. You know, I think the life of the retailer and the pricing in the marketplace would probably be different if we weren't out there as a competitor. So we tried to provide meaningful value in what we offered to the trade.
And I say third option not to sell you short. You're actually the largest carpet-only company, and you're the anchor tenant every year at Surfaces.
Correct. And I think we have felt that Surfaces has been good for us. We've had a prominent position on the floor there, which certainly allows us to really display our products as we'd like to see them displayed at retail. And from that standpoint, I think it gives our sales force as well a better view of what the products are going to look like on the floor and get reaction from the retailers that are coming in there so they have a better feel for the value that is perceived in the marketplace.
All right, so this news you came out with a couple weeks ago is that you're bringing in a person who's actually no stranger to the business, Carl Verkruzen. And I think he does pronounce his name Carl, even though it's spelled a little
different. Carl, yeah. It's K-A-R-E-L,
right.
So it's kind of a long R-E-L.
Okay. And he comes from Bowe U, Canada, and he comes in as COO, right?
That's correct. He's now president and COO. He's been CEO of Bowe U, Canada. Prior to that, he was involved in running some portions of the carpet business over in Belgium. Mm-hmm. So he's well known to the family, and they certainly have a lot of regard for the expertise that he brings to the party. He's, you know, very good in manufacturing, very efficiency oriented, and a smart person who is also real helpful in making decisions for the company going forward. You know, when you look at all the changes that we had in the company over the last year or so, mm-hmm. it was important for us to step back, refocus, and take a look at how we were set up and try to make sure that we set the organization up to allow us to be as effective as possible, but also as efficient as possible. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done now is that as Chief Operating Officer, Carl actually has the various operations reporting directly into him, and then in turn he then reports into me, as does Peter Farley, our counsel, mm-hmm. and also Del Land, who's our CFO. And then within the operating segments, particularly the residential segment, which is the biggest piece of the company, he and I have actually split up the operating aspects of that, with Carl actually having all the manufacturing operations, and I've got all the sales and marketing and distribution operations. It really helps to keep each one of us very targeted on what we need to accomplish in those respective areas.
Yeah, and that actually kind of frees you up to focus in that area where you have a lot of relationships, and it's kind of part of the business that you really enjoy, isn't it, the sales and marketing piece of it?
Well, clearly, you know, and in these difficult times, too, it's important to stay close to the customers, making sure that we're doing what we need to do to better service the customers. And then also at a time when we've been going through some of the manufacturing consolidations that we started the latter part of last year, and certainly some of the little difficulties that you run into when those consolidations are implemented, to make sure that we're avoiding some of the pitfalls that we can get into, and if there are problems in the field, that we're addressing those quickly and responding back in a manner that can allow our customer to continue to do business and not suffer any of the vagaries that could be associated with any slowdown in operations that might be associated during the transition of a consolidation.
So, Ralph, as part of this restructuring, one of the things that definitely need to point out is the role that Nicholas Bucart is playing. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. You know, before we made this change, we literally had all the sales and marketing of residential and commercial under one position, and then we had manufacturing and commercial and residential under another component of the company. And we thought it was important now to really take the commercial segment and separate it out from the involvement it had with residential. And so we put Nicholas Bucart in there to be president. He's got a strong team there with David Vita, Steve Ladd on the sales and marketing side of things, and Randy Patch on the operations side. So this way, Nicholas can stay very focused on the P&L of the business. He certainly has a passion for that aspect of the business and a good, strong financial background with the studies he's had in obtaining two MBAs, as well as the experience he gained working down in Australia for about a year, both in operations and in the sales organization.
And it really does make sense to keep the commercial business separate from the residential, doesn't it?
I think it does. You know, when you have one piece that's very large, then you tend to spend 90% of your time on that and a lot less time on the smaller part. This way, Nicholas will be totally focused on that commercial business, and I think it'll allow us to grow that business and grow it more profitably.
And actually, you guys are about 80-20 when it comes to the way you break out revenue standard.
Almost that. That's yeah. Right. Probably a little more than 80% on the residential side.
Well, Ralph, it's always good to talk to you. Appreciate you spending time with our audience and telling us a little bit about this restructure. But again, we've been talking to Ralph Bowe, who's CEO with Bowe of America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.